chatting with Trish Barbato. She is the author of Inspire Your Career. You can visit her website, inspireyourcareer.com. Lots of tips and tricks for young people. And you're getting into the workplace, and in some instances, you're just getting in now, just moving into that. Some cases, you've been in for a while, and you're kind of wandering around trying to find your niche. And it's not always easy, and that's why a book like this can be very helpful. Trish, when it comes to the structure of companies and businesses, and we have seen a fairly significant shift there, regardless of your age, because, you know, I mean, I came from a time when all the people who I saw in the workplace, it was all about loyalty, and you did 20, 30 years with a company, and we have seen a significant change from that. These young people coming in now, they've even grabbed onto that farther, where, you know, they're quite comfortable in the idea that they may only be in a workplace for a year or two before moving on, right?
Exactly. So again, I would say, what is our challenge? Our challenge is to adapt our workplaces to make it easier to get the best out of what they have to offer. I think sometimes we make these broad, sweeping generalizations about this generation, and that doesn't seem to be quite fair. I think that we, and again, I speak as maybe a baby boomer and someone who is a senior executive in a large company, I think, okay, how can I use their ideas? And maybe they're not all perfect,
yeah,
but there's some nuggets there of wisdom or a different approach or a different view that maybe I can take to whether it's a committee or a task force or something that I'm working on, and to try and apply it. And I think that's a great way to try and use their ideas and their skill set.
For the people who are listening, who work with young people, and maybe if you're a little bit older like you and I, Trish, the thing is that the young people coming into the workforce, first of all, they want to feel like they're at least listened to, right?
Absolutely. I say
all people do, don't
they?
Let's
empower them. Let's mentor them. Let's help them to succeed, because they are our future.
Yeah.
You know, they will be running the care facilities that we might be in the future, or the hospitals of the future.
Yes.
I mean, you know, we will be beholden to them as leaders in our communities. So we have a role right now to help.
Yeah.
And I think we should take advantage of that.
The second thing that young people, and we can't miss this, and you, as an executive in a company, or if you're running a company, no matter what size, if you have young people working for you, harness their energy. I mean, they have lots and lots of energy, and if you if they feel like they're contributing, then they'll put that to work for you, right?
Absolutely. So I suggest, do you have any committees in your organization, a social committee, a workplace safety committee? Are there any standing committees that you could ensure that you have age diversity within your group? Are there ad hoc working groups that perhaps you could get their opinion? Are there other things that you can involve them, even in a small way, because they would appreciate it so much? I think the other way in any workplace is to give them a bit of time. They're so desperate to talk to someone who has experience and knowledge. And we all remember from our own experience maybe one person who said that one sentence in our life that made such a big impact to us. And we can be that person for someone else.
Yeah.
So I really believe in giving freely of your insight. Even if you're observing something about a person, maybe if they've never heard it before, that they are X or Y, and if you can just share your feedback with them in a positive way, it gives tremendous insight.
I guess the other thing is too is that we do have to change our thinking a little bit. And not just look for those young people who have learned to think like us.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, you. I mean, it's time. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. Well, you can learn, and you can learn from them. But you know what I mean. I think a lot of people are just kind of looking for that one who grew up in the family who sort of gets me, and so therefore, we have a place where we've met on. You want to find those. You want to come around a little bit and help approach it from their angle.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, we have a globalized world right now. It means that every element of diversity, whether it's age or gender or culture or knowledge level or education level, the broadest terminology for the word diversity is part of our workplace now and will continue to be more and more and more. And so this is an opportunity, really, to bring in that kind of different thinking. And we can learn something, too. I've been in the workplace for a long time. I learn something every day, and often from people who are much younger, much more inexperienced than I am.
Trish Barbato, the author of Inspire Your Career, Strategies for Success in Your First Years at Work. Sounds like a wonderful text for any young people getting into the workplace. InspireYourCareer.com is the website you can visit for tips and tricks and more information on the book. Of course, it's also available in bookstores. Trish, we really appreciate you doing this with us. It's very interesting stuff.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. That's Take Trish care. Barbato, and InspireYourCareer.com is the website.